Mara Show.
Peace be with you.
It's the Michael.
Boobies.
Peace be with you.
Boobies.
That's not right.
What are you doing?
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Our number is 877-365-3636. Tomorrow, I didn't get to it today. I will tell you about my activity in the boudoir last night. It's nothing sexual.
Oh.
Not really.
Or is it?
But it was just an interesting procedure.
That's a vicious tease.
Well, it was a vicious procedure. I'll have all the details. This next lady, I'm very, very excited to have on the show. This lady is Sarah Fisher. She is in the IndyCar series.
Wow.
She made her NASCAR debut in 2004. And the Indy 500 is Sunday, May 25th at 1:11 p.m. And we're very, very excited to have the other lady that races those big, fast cars, Sarah Fisher. Sarah, how are you?
I'm great. Thank you.
Sarah, it's great to have you on the show. There's the sound of engines. That really sounds like a Volkswagen. Doesn't
I recorded
sound like an
it
Indy
this morning.
It would be higher pitched if it was an Indy car.
It would
car.
Sound faster.
Sarah, how you doing?
I'm doing great, thanks.
Now, Sarah, I will ask you my mock question because this would be the question I would imagine when you started and people didn't think you could do it. They would ask you why a pretty little girl like you wants to drive a big, fast old race car. And if they did ask that, did you kick them in the balls?
No, I wouldn't kick him real hard. Maybe just a little punch.
Just a little punch. But you are, you know, a pioneer. You are in this. I mean, there are only two women that I can think of that do this. And you know, before we get into the whole idea of you and your career and how you're, you know, you're trying to raise money for your effort this year, and you're going to be in the Indy 500. I have to ask you, what is the most important thing to remember when you are traveling at well over 200 miles per hour?
Not to blink.
Yeah. Are you serious about that?
It's a very intense environment, you know, and you have to be focused on everything at all times. So that's why it can be so complicated.
How did you get into it to start with? I mean, you just don't think of women in this this business. I mean, it doesn't happen a lot, obviously. What got you into it in the first place?
My parents were both into racing. My whole family raced. And so if I was going to spend any time with them at all, I'd have to be at the racetrack. So I grew up in the sport, and it's a natural transition for me.
And you've been doing it a long time. Now, you're in the process of trying to raise money. When you're talking about the IndyCar series, that costs a tremendous amount of money. We're talking about $7 million?
For a season long, it's close to that, yes.
And you're struggling to raise money. I have to ask you why. Why? I would think that there's you, there's Danica, and nobody else. Why is it being difficult? I would think you would be a great story, and you would have people getting behind you.
Right.
That would be what I would imagine. That would be what an investor would say. Why are you having trouble making money?
We have money raised. We have partners lined up for this month, and. You know, they're completely contracted, it's on paper, and they're not paying us. So, you know, in 1 or 2 weeks' time, we're going to have to come up with a budget for the 500, which is $1 million.
Wow. So. Oh, is the Indianapolis 500 in doubt now, or are you going to be racing in that event?
No, we will be there. We might be up to our ears in debt, but we are going to do it. My husband and I are fully committed to making it happen. We're thus this far along. We have a very fast race car, and we're going to have a good race day.
People can donate to your website as well, through your website, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, from there they can find information where to send help. And we've had a great outreach of fans of, you know, people supporting us and people that have helped us along the way. So,
good. You know,
it's been great.
I want to get into this whole idea of the fact that you're trying to do this. And this is not something that is confined just to women, right? Sarah, a lot of people, it's a tough road to hoe. There's limited money out there, and everybody kind of struggles in some cases if you're not in that certain group. Is that correct?
Well, you know, for certain, it's a difficult road to travel no matter who you are. Sponsorship is hard in the racing world, and people have to be able to justify their investments. So the more and more that we do and the bigger TV ratings that the IndyCar series can produce, the better it's going to get. So we all have to work together towards that big picture.
I should mention that Sarah passed her Indianapolis 500 driver's test April 11th, 2000. When, you know, it's funny when I read this because when it says it passed your driver's test, that's not like going down to the local DMV, is it?
No, it's quite different.
Yeah, it's just a little bit different.
Almost no written.
It takes a lot to do that. What exactly goes into passing your Indy 500 driver's test?
Well, it consists of five stages where you have to run 10 miles an hour in different increments. to show car control. And it's a very challenging test to take. You know, not everybody can run 180, 190, 200, 210 and above. It's a very focused environment.
What is the biggest difference between, now you've done both, because you made your NASCAR debut a while back also, right? You've raced NASCAR. What is the biggest difference between the Indy series? I mean, you got the open wheels and all that
right.
that everybody can see, obviously, but and the cars go faster in Indy racing, correct? But what is, other than that, what are some of the differences that the average person wouldn't know?
Well, the average person wouldn't know that in IndyCar, you feel the car more through your hands than your eyes.
Wow.
That hand-eye contact is so important. Whereas in a stock car, it's more similar to that of a sprint car. That short track, you know,
right.
drivers that are coming through is where you feel it through your body, through your derriere.
Oh, really?
You feel what the car is doing, and you translate that in a different way. So to drive an Indy car versus a stock car, it takes a different technique, it takes a different feeling, and it takes a lot of different feedback.
And you prefer Indy cars? Those are your favorites?
I didn't start a NASCAR team.
Right.
I don't have the money to do that.
Right. But would you, I mean, you know, a lot of people, and I think that I've heard, first of all, I have to ask you, and you know, you get it all the time, and I'm sure it probably pisses you off, but I'll ask anyway. Do you get sick and tired of comparisons to Danica Patrick?
You know, I think those comparisons are fine. You know, it's great that she's, you know, won a race, and it shows that women can do well in this sport. Mm-hmm. You know, she's a competitor of mine. She's a competitor of many, and I think it's drawing attention to the sport. That's good for the big picture.
You know, Sarah, I'm thinking out loud here when I'm talking about you raising money, and I just picture I can almost hear this coming out of a sexist person's mouth saying, you know, hey, we've got one woman, you know, that's a marquee name in the IndyCar circuit. We, you know, that's fine. And do you ever get that kind of crap? I mean, how sexist has it gotten during your career? Has it been over the top? And I know you're probably trying to raise money. You don't want to rock the boat at all. But I'm just curious whether you've gotten that kind of resistance.
No, none at all. I mean, AJ Foyt told me that if I fail, he'll put me in one of his cars. And I think above all, is the biggest compliment you can get.
That is nice.
Now, what is the, you know, I've been to the Super Bowl, I've been to a World Series, but the next on my list, I would imagine, you know, you've got the Kentucky Derby, and then you've got the Indianapolis 500. Mm-hmm. I hear that it's probably one of the most amazing sporting events as a spectator. Mm. To participate in it, it's got to be like one of the most amazing things to do in sport.
It is. It's definitely an honor to be a part of it and to have been a part of it for 7 years and to continue on.
Okay.
It's a very big deal.
Why do you eat strawberries just before a race?
Probably not just before a race. I think that's a little old, but it's just been my thing as a little girl, and I've stuck to it my whole life.
Is it a good luck thing or the energy from the sugar? What is it?
Yeah, it's more of a good luck thing.
Yeah.
I don't eat right all the time, and I probably should, but I don't.
What do you what do you see yourself? What would be your ultimate goal this season? I mean, you've obviously dabbled in NASCAR. You've been involved in the IndyCar racing. Where do you want your where do you want 2008 to go? Where do you see that going for you? And where would you like to see it go?
Well, I want to see our team grow. I want to see, you know, us have a complete Indianapolis 500 race and finish in the top 10. I want to see us compete at Kentucky and Chicago, and I want to see us grow into a program that consists, you know, not only of all the ovals next year, but the entire series, and to keep growing my team.
I have a question because it says here you married your crew chief, Andy O'Gara, in 2007. Are you able to get a word in edgewise at Thanksgiving dinner now that you've married into an Irish family? I say that as an Irishman.
I'll tell you what, I didn't used to speak as loud as I do, that's for sure.
it teaches you things, doesn't it, Sarah?
I definitely know how to stand up and vocalize my opinion now.
Sarah, what car do you drive when you're not on the track? What do you drive when you're just getting around town?
Oh,
I have an Acura TL.
And do you habitually speed?
I try not to because I'm sponsored by AAA.
Oh, when's the last time you got a ticket?
Well, it was in Defiance, Ohio, where Sam Hornish Jr. is from, and it was about probably 3 years ago.
That's a pretty good record. That should be probably off your record by now.
I would hope so.
Sarah, now I know you're trying to raise money. We're going to let you go here. We appreciate you talking to us. Tell us what you're trying to do to raise money. I know you're trying to do that right now. Where can people go if they want to help you out and if there might be, you know, a DC sponsor or, you know, anywhere where we're heard in the United States that somebody might want to jump into this? Because I think it'd be a great opportunity. Yeah, the thing that I should tell you about Sarah Fisher, this is, you don't hear as much about Sarah as you do about Danica, but the fact
right.
is Sarah is as capable of winning this thing as
oh, yeah.
anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
And where would somebody go if they want to get involved in your racing team?
The easiest place to go is sarahfisher.com. Mm-hmm. From there, they can get information on where and how and who to send everything to.
Cool. All right. Well, and we will see you in the Indianapolis 500 at the very least, right?
You bet.
Now, if you get to a point where you've reached a roadblock as far as money, are you gonna hang it up? Are you gonna hang in there? Are you gonna go to NASCAR? Are you gonna try other things? What are your plans if the money's not there?
Well, I'd like to be as confident to say that it's not going to happen.
I don't think it's going to happen. Really, I'll be honest with you. I think you're doing things the right way, I think it is going to happen. And
especially since you've been on this show. Right?
Yeah, now that you've been on this show, you will get a huge sponsor. As a matter of fact, Sarah, I am prepared to commit 20 American dollars
that
to the campaign right now.
That's how much
money we've got there.
I would love it.
But good luck. And what color will your car be in the Indianapolis 500 so we can look for you?
It'll be blue number 67.
Blue number 67. Thank you very much. We appreciate it, Sarah.
Cool. Thank you, guys.
Thanks a lot. Good luck.
Bye.
Thank you.
There she goes.
SarahFisher.com.
You found it.
I did.
You found That's the real sound
that
right
is.
There.
Yeah.
It's exactly what an IndyCar race sounds like.
Isn't that cool?
Let me hear that again. Where they go by.
Here they come.
Well, they're coming around.
Oh, I love that. That is
cool.
That is on my list.
How many cars was that?
You're a Midwesterner. You've never been to an Indy race, have you?
No, I actually have not.
I've wanted to see an Indy race, and I wanted to see like a Monte Carlo, where they where they go through the streets. It looks absolutely amazing.
I'm excited that now that you're giving $20, we're going to see a sticker on her car.
Yes, it's going to be a real, real small sticker.
Just a tiny, almost like a poster.
As a matter of fact, they're going to put it on the tire, right between the tread.
It's a patch.
That's exactly what it is. Time for our second buzz of the afternoon. Here's Mr. Buzz Burbank.
Well, as you probably know, this is West Virginia's day in the political spotlight. Voters are casting, there they are.
West Virginia.
Casting ballots in the state's Democratic presidential primary, which Hillary is expected to win easily with support from working class voters. But political analysts say there is no way, even with this victory, that she can pass rival Barack Obama for the Democratic nomination.
I saw one of her handlers or one of her media people, and this guy, somebody ought to tell, Hillary has backed off on her rhetoric, and somebody ought to tell some of her pit bulls that are out there to maybe back off a little bit. They're all, they don't want to say die yet, but there was this bald guy on the Today Show. You see this guy today?
Was it Al Roker?
It wasn't Al Roker. This guy was just all over it. You never know.
He comes on all the time.
Nasty guy. Yeah. Just doesn't want to give it up. And I was like ready to go get bent. It was really starting to bother me. I'm ready for the main event now. America is ready for the main event.
Those surveys we look at to see how ready America is for the main event, they are leaning more your way now. People are becoming as impatient as you have been, Mike.
Yeah, I'm very impatient. I want it to be in an octagon. I want John McCain and either Barack or Hillary in an octagon. Hold on, Buzz. We do have one guy that wanted to call about Sarah Fisher. Jamie from Virginia. And that's when the actual voice left me. Sarah Fisher.
Hey, Mike, how are you?
Yes, Jamie, what can I do for you?
Hey, I'm a resident of Indianapolis. I've been in Virginia now about 20 years. Uh-huh. But every year in my childhood, I was at the Indianapolis 500. It's an amazing experience. You got to get there.
Oh, thanks a lot, Jamie.
Mike,
I appreciate
you got
it.
To.
I do.
What's the matter with you?
I want to go. I really want to go to that event.
Can I ask you a question?
Even before I'd go to a NASCAR event, I'd want to go. And everybody right now is going to be screaming at me,
No,
you don't want to go to an IndyCar thing before a NASCAR.
Does that wine taste like me?
Yeah, it does. Beth Ann poured Rob's wine into my cup.
It was amazing. During the last commercial break, I left the studio. She had on a white shirt, and I had a glass of wine. Uh-huh. I came back. She had a black shirt, and my wine was gone.
And I believe I've been diagnosed with ulcerative colitis.
Oh, it's not catching.
Yes, it's very dangerous.
It'll be fine. So it tastes like me.
We hope.
Scary,
yes. The NFL wants to close the books on its so-called Spygate scandal. Commissioner Roger Goodell had a three-hour talk today with former videographer for the New England Patriots. After the meeting, Goodell said that Mr. Walsh knew of no attempt by the Patriots to record the final Rams walkthrough, as had been reported.
Overblown, guys.
You can't spell good without Goodell.
Goodell is a good man, and I'm tired of this. I'm tired of the steroids.
That's right.
Of everything that is sullying.
Why is that, Jim?
American sports.
Because it's not about sports, right?
Always by my side. A tradition unlike any other.
Did you try to kill Sean Connery?
I did indeed. I tried to crush his leg. Let him bleed to death when I was playing golf with him.
Guys.
Race has become an issue in the child pornography trial of R&B singer R. Kelly.
I love taking my ladies on dinner dates.
You say race?
Yes.
Fair. You get beyond a gold star for finding that sound effect. That's not only good for the interview, but that's just a great sound effect in general.
Joe, help me. Thank you, Joe.
Thanks, Joe. Good job, Joe Ardinger.
14 cars.
Good job.
Two of the three jurors chosen yesterday are African-American in the R. Kelly trial, but Kelly's lawyers are accusing prosecutors of striking African-American jury candidates. One of the jurors dismissed referred to Kelly as a musical genius. Mm-hmm. The other dismissed was a man who thought the singer had been denied a speedy trial.
I love taking my ladies on dinner dates.
Here's Robin Brad.
Now, you see, Joe said play this one.
This is Robin Brad on the porch.
In State College, Pennsylvania.
After about 50 beers. And they're just making these sounds with their mouths.
We should have played this for Fisher.
Oh, did I mention Brad?
You did.
I'm sorry.
Thank you, Brad.
All right.
Is your ice cream man a kid toucher?
Yep.
Except, really?
Good night.
I don't have one.
Except for New York.
Mike. The truth.
Okay, it's me. It's how I make my money part-time.
You're the ice cream man.
Let me see. I'm trying to picture it in my mind. Hold on just a second.
Right. Yeah, what's that?
Kid toucher ice cream man. Let's see if I can... I'm trying real hard to generate a picture. Hold on. Let me try real... Let me see. There we go.
See? Oh, no.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, dear. Sorry, cakes.
Big white truck. Cream.
No wonder they call them cakes.
Strawberry shortcakes.
You know, except for New York, not a single state in the country has a law to keep sex offenders from driving ice cream trucks.
I love you, cakes, really. I didn't mean anything by that. It's just a tape that we have. We have to get tapes on with Lurchy and EB and JP also.
I'm on it.
I think that's a good idea.
A nationwide, only a few counties even have such a law. In San Bernardino County in Southern California.
I'm sorry, Buzz. I'm just trying to picture these guys.
Possible ice cream truck
They're
drivers.
So nice, they picked me as their spokesman.
Wow.
Because I'm nice.
That's not right.
I know where he couldn't work. He couldn't work for Mr. Softy.
Who wants Rocky Road?
That's not right at all. Hold on. I'm trying to picture it again.
Again?
What is this? All these different ice cream men are coming in.
And that's the bottom line, because John McCain said
so.
Wow. San Bernardino County, Southern California, today, considering an ordinance that would ban sex offenders from cruising through neighborhoods in ice cream trucks. Temporary employee.
I shouldn't laugh.
What are you doing?
No, of course
I
not.
Should not laugh. It's not right.
No. Just because Buzz has bells on his car.
I really, really apologize. I should not be laughing at
you
all.
Really,
what's wrong with you?
I know. Exactly. Something's wrong
what's
with
wrong
me.
What's wrong with you?
Terribly sorry.
A temporary employee of the children's channel Nickelodeon goes on trial on child molestation charges today.
It's the molesting hour. God damn.
Already on probation as a sex offender, the man reportedly invited a 14-year-old boy into the Nickelodeon studios to watch some porn. He's facing 7 years in prison where that kind of thing doesn't go over very well.
SpongeBob No Pants?
Exactly.
No, I'm seeing that picture, too.
Good morning, Meredith. This is fantastic. It's beautiful.
Meredith, you've got to come into the Nickelodeon studios.
Yes, sir. I'll touch you.
It's fantastic.
For a guy who's at least 60, Bob Hazelwood doesn't look that bad in a Speedo.
Is it Hazelwood or Hazelwood?
It's Hazelwood.
Hazelwood.
H-E-Z-Z-L-E-W-O-O-D.
Weird name. Hazelwood.
Yeah. Is he an ice cream man?
But without ever taking off his Speedo, he's been getting as much sun as he can along Bonita Beach in Florida every day for years.
Okay, I know this area.
Recently, a sheriff's deputy wrote Bob a ticket for trespassing on the grounds that Bob's swimsuit was, in the deputy's opinion, too revealing.
That's so gross.
The deputy told Bob to leave the beach and never return. Bob went to court over this and got a judge to agree that the charge was bogus. The case was thrown out. Now Bob's preparing a lawsuit, not for money, but to have his record expunged and to require better training for deputies.
I bet that's not what he wants to have expunged.
Where does he keep his wallet?
I'm not quite sure. What is that? Is that your wallet, Bob? Oh, please. I gotta wash my hands now.
Mr. Hazelwood.
Good morning, Meredith. This is fantastic. It's beautiful.
There he is.
Great swimsuit.
At Bonita Beach. I've been to Bonita Beach many times.
I thought you had, perhaps.
I do not own a Speedo.
Good for you.
I don't even own briefs.
Oh, well, that could be a problem.
I'm a boxer, man. I don't even have boxer. I have maybe one pair of boxer briefs.
I see.
Thank you.
So what do you wear to the beach?
Nothing.
Attaboy.
Coming
on, Mike.
Coming up in the final buzz, possible relief at the pump soon? I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
What? What was that?
Show.
Where?
We've had a little bit of Cabernet Sauvignon
just one
today.
Bottle.
On the show.
What?
Just in case anybody was keeping track at home.
Sarah Fisher.
Incidentally, it's going to be a pre-work. prerequisite.
What?
For future shows, it's one bottle of wine. Three big smelly guys. Coming up on the big show, we are going to either meet Katie.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Listen to some Jerry Lewis tapes.
Okay. Excellent.
Or I may tell the story about my procedure last night.
I know my vote.
But I think I might want to save that till tomorrow. Or we might have a visit from either David Archuleta or the president.
Wow.
So get the dice out, throw it against the wall, see what sticks. We'll see it after this commercial break.
It's the Michael Mara Show.